Welcome back to AI Breakdown, the podcast where we simplify AI research for you. I'm your co-host, Megan.
And I'm Ray. Happy to be back for another insightful conversation. Today, we're unpacking a promising paper titled Evaluating Large Language Models as Generative User Simulators for Conversational Recommendation. The authors are Se-Yun Yun, Zhang-Kui He, Jessica Maria Echterhoff, and Julian McCauley.
Right. Let's shed some light on specifics here. So we're dealing with conversational recommender systems. Think AI chatbots that dish out product suggestions or recommendations, like an online shopping guide. Now, generally, real users are deployed to evaluate these systems, but that can be both time-consuming and costly.
Yes, and that's where the concept of synthetic user simulators comes in. These are AI models trained to behave like humans, speeding up the test and keeping costs in check. However, the critical question is, how accurately can large language models, or LLMs, mimic user behavior?
That's the precisely question that the authors of this paper attempt to answer. They've developed a new protocol, split into five tasks, to verify how well LLMs can emulate different aspects of human conversation.
True. And first up, we have the items talk task. Can a language model hold a conversation about varied topics or items, kind of like real people with diverse interests do?
Next up is the bin pref task, which checks the AI's ability to express clear binary preferences. It's simple, but a fundamental way to see if the model can imitate a basic like or dislike.
Then there's the open pref task, which is all about giving detailed opinions. It challenges the AI to go beyond simple likes or dislikes and provide more complex reviews on different aspects of items.
On the other hand, Reek request task gauges how well the AI can ask for diverse, personalized recommendations. It can't just go for generic lines like, suggest me a movie.
And finally, we have the feedback task. This one looks into whether the simulator can provide coherent feedback on recommendations. Can it judge whether a suggestion is good or bad for it?
All these tasks serve to highlight where the LLMs excel and where there's room for improvement. These tasks act as detailed performance indicators to understand how the simulators differ from human behavior.
Yeah, you're right. And what I appreciate about this paper is that the authors don't stop at problem identification. They delve into strategies for model selection and prompting, showing ways to improve the simulator's performance.
So, how we doing, Ray? Are these LLMs close to foolproof in the world of conversational recommendation?
The research suggests that they're making progress, but there's still a long road ahead. However, with evaluation protocols like the ones outlined in this paper, AI developers have a clear path to follow.
That wraps up another episode of AI Breakdown. We hope you enjoyed our chat and encourage you to read the paper for a deeper understanding.
And don't forget, if you like our conversations and learn from them, please give us a review on your favorite podcasting platform, like Apple Podcasts. Your feedback is invaluable and helps us make every episode better than the last.
Thanks for tuning in, and we can't wait to break down more AI research in the next episode of AI Breakdown.